A new survey here in the UK says a significant proportion of young people believe they have nothing to live for. That might sound quite strange in a country as rich and developed as Britain, but according to the charity The Prince's Trust, it's one symptom of what can happen if young people feel deprived and alienated by society. It says that unemployment is a critical factor, as John McManus reports.
The Prince's Trust, which is the brainchild of the heir to the British throne, Prince Charles, says that more than 750,000 young people in the UK believe they've nothing to live for. And a third of those who've been unemployed for a long time have contemplated suicide. It's not the first time that a link has been made between unemployment and alienation. But the fact that so many young people in a G8 nation feel so desperate is worrying. Emma Sparham's teenage years were difficult, and when she was unable to hold down a job, her health suffered.
And I managed to get a job and then fluttered from one job to another and then ended up unemployed again in the first recession about 3 years ago. That really did knock me again, and it triggered the hair loss. Rejection was beginning, fear of having total hair loss again really did have a negative effect, quite low. Slightly depressed.
More than 400,000 young Brits are facing long-term unemployment, according to the Trust. But the UK does have a welfare system to support those out of work. And with most of the world's young people living in developing countries that have higher rates of poverty and deprivation, can we really compare the problems of teenagers in, say, Manchester with those in Manila? Yes, we can, says Dermot Finch from the Prince's Trust.
If you're a young person who is unemployed for a long time in, you know, Palestine or Egypt or some of those countries on the periphery of Europe, I'm sure the situation for them is really quite different than if you're unemployed in Hackney or Liverpool. But it's all relative, isn't it? If you're unemployed in Liverpool, you're still unemployed.
The picture for British youth is mixed. Securing well-paid work is challenging. Experts think there is a correlation between suicidal feelings and unemployment. But the vast majority of respondents did feel they had something to live for. And the same survey from the Prince's Trust reveals that, overall, the UK's young people are actually happier than they were this time last year.
That was John McManus reporting. Now,